Thursday, the 14th of February, Chesed Adarishon, Rabbi Avraham Reisman, How to Implement the Message of the Mishkan.
The parshiyos of these weeks discuss all the different aspects of building the Mishkan, and subsequently also the Beit HaMikdash. And it's important to understand what is the fundamental concept which underlines the Mishkan and the Mikdash? Why was it necessary to build it? What exactly is the mitzvah of building the Beit HaMikdash? And from this, maybe it takes some messages into our own Mikdash, our own house, our own Mikdash Ma'at. First of all, what is the commandment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to build a Beit HaMikdash, to build a Mishkan? So the Rambam brings that there's a mitzvah which we learned in Parshas Truma, V'osuli Mikdash V'shachanti B'socha, that there's a mitzvah of building a Mikdash. The Smag says that this pasuk is not appropriate for a mitzvah l'zoyrus. Over there we're talking about the building of the Mishkan. We're not talking about the building of the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishkan was only for a short period of time, relatively. And the real mitzvah is the mitzvah of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore he brings a pasuk in Re'eh that Bokam Asher Evchor more or less the lesson of the pasuk, that the place which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to choose, which is the Mokom Beis HaMikdash, that's the place we're supposed to bring the korbanos, and that is the source for the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash. So the question is there a fundamental difference between the way the Rambam understands it and the way the Smag understands it? There's another machlokis, which is also very important, whether the building of the Beis HaMikdash and the making of the kelim, which were in the Beis HaMikdash, is that one mitzvah or is that two separate mitzvahs? The Rambam says that the mitzvah of the Asuli Mikdash v'shachanti b'socham includes the Mishkan, the Mikdash, the Mizbeach HaZahav, the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Oron, all the utensils, all the kelim which are in the Beis HaMikdash, that is included in the mitzvah of the Shachanti B'Sochav, making a Mishkan. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says making a Mishkan is one mitzvah, and making the kelim of the Mishkan is a separate mitzvah, but he limits it a little bit. He says that the menorah, or the making of the menorah, is not a separate mitzvah because it's part of the mitzvah of hadlokas neiros. The making of a shulchan is not a separate mitzvah because it's part of the mitzvah of arichas lechem haponim. The mizbeach hazahav is part of the mitzvah of k'tayrus. But he says the aron kodesh, the kruvim, which is in the kodesh hakadoshim, there is no specific avoda which is related to the making of the aron. Therefore, the Ramban counts as a mitzvah which the Rambam forgot. The Rambam forgot to write. There's a mitzvah of making the Aron. So it comes out, according to the Rambam, there's one mitzvah of making the Mikdash and all the Kelim involved. And the Ramban says it's a separate mitzvah. So why and in what is the fundamental principle of the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban? If we take a look at the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, it would even be worthwhile to read it inside, we won't spend time now. The Rambam starts off as a mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash, and he says there was a Mishkan, and then afterwards they made a sort of half Mishkan in Nov and Gilgal and Shiloh, and in Shiloh it was for such and such a number of years, And finally, they built the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. So the problem is, the Rambam is not a history book. The Rambam is a sefer of halachas. So why does the Rambam come along and tell us that this was this Mishkan and that Mishkan and this and this? What does that have to do with the building of the Beis HaMikdash? So I think the answer is like this. The Rambam understands the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash as an action which we do to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu closer to us and us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'osu li migdash v'shachanti b'socham v'osu li mishkan v'shachanti b'socham. The Rambam understands the mitzvah not to be the gold, the silver, the bricks. That's the way we do the mitzvah. What is the mitzvah of Mishkan? The mitzvah of Mishkan is to bring us closer to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochu closer to us. How do we do it? We do it through all the different aspects of the Beis HaMikdash. And the better we do it, the more we do it, the closer we come to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and this we're going to discuss a little bit more in the continuation of the Shiur. There is a greater kiyum, accomplishment of the mitzvah of building Beis HaMikdash to the extent that we see and we have Hashruach HaShchinah. So therefore there was a progression as to how much we were mekayim this mitzvah. In the beginning we only had a Mishkan. It was a Mokum Aroi, it was a tent. It wasn't really a place which we could say that's the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not entirely within us. But we had started. Then we got to Nov and Gilgal, where the walls were made of stone, but the roof was a tent still. That's what the Rambam writes over the Hilton's Beis HaBechira. There was a continuation of the mitzvah, an extension of the mitzvah. Until finally we were zoicha to make real Hashroth HaShchinah. How did we make real Hashroth HaShchinah? When we had the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, which was a binyan, which was a edifice, which was established and stayed for many, many years. If we understand this to be the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash, the bringing ourselves closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the sacrifices is also part of this mitzvah. So therefore, the Rambam says that all the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash are one mitzvah. The Ramban understands otherwise. We'll get to the Ramban in a second. Before we understand the Ramban's approach and why he counts the mitzvah of Mishkan separately and the mitzvah of Kelim separately, I want to tell you over the words of the Chinuch. The words of the Chinuch are very, very profound and very exciting even, and it makes a tremendous difference to us. As you know, the Chinuch wrote a sefer to explain the reasons for each of the mitzvahs. He writes in his introduction there that he wrote it for his son, that it's important to understand what the mitzvahs are all about, and therefore he takes each mitzvah and he gives us a little bit of an idea of what the reasoning for the mitzvahs, what are the tameh ha-mitzvahs, the philosophy of the mitzvah, and a few of the halachas. When it comes to the mitzvah of building the Beis HaBechira, the building of the Beis HaMikdash, the Chinuch suddenly gets frightened. He writes the whole Hagdama, how can I go ahead and explain the building of the Beis HaMikdash and the building of a Mokum for Shechina? And he says, I only can't give you an idea. And there's many different ways of understanding the Torah. And after a long, long introduction, he finally said, and this is the mitzvah. What was he so afraid of? What was the problem over there? So let's see what he says, and we'll see how it fits into the superstructure of the mitzvah of Mishkan. So he says that people have to have some means of being able to inspire themselves, to motivate themselves and bring themselves up to the situation that they can relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he explained like this. Really, the mitzvah of Mishkan is really understandable. How can HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kvod, Malay Kvod Kol Aretz Kvodo, that the whole world isn't enough for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he permeates all of existence, he has no place and no time. How can we say that we're going to build a Mokom Mishkan? We're going to build a Beis HaMikdash, a place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to dwell? What does this mean? This doesn't make any sense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond time, beyond place. Baruch Kvod Hashem Mekomo. We can't. How can you build a Mishkan? Says the Chiddush, you're making a mistake. We're not building a Mishkan for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're building an edifice which gives us the opportunity, the ability to be able to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so omnipotent, so wonderful. How can we relate to Him? So He says, in order to be able to relate to Him, we have to have certain vehicles, certain things which inspire us to be able to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, He says, everything which is in the Beit HaMikdash is in order for us to inspire ourselves to be able to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just as a person puts on special clothes when he has to go to a special event, and that gets him into the spirit of the happiness of the event, so too, when we get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to have the Beis HaMikdash, the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, also the Big Day Kahuna. This is all necessary to inspire us to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this we have to understand also. If we get a chance, we'll talk about it towards the end. When we come to a Shabbos, when we come to the Zman of Hashros HaShchina, the fact that we put on Big Day Shabbos, the fact that we have a special atmosphere on Shabbos, this is all part of our Migdash Ma'at, of our Beis HaMikdash, which we have to have, the special atmosphere which we have to have to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to bring us to Hashruas HaShchina in our own individual life in the Beis HaMikdash, in our Migdash Ma'at and Shabbos. Before we continue this train of thought, what is the Ramban? The Ramban holds that the mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash and the mitzvah of having the Kelim in the Beis HaMikdash are two separate mitzvahs. How can it be? The way we understand the Ramban is right. It's all one concept, one idea. To understand the Ramban, we have to learn the Ramban, and it would be a good idea to learn the Ramban on the Parsha on a regular basis. Because the Ramban is going the Shitoso, and the Ramban says something which is very important for us to know. As you all know, we all go to Eretz Yisrael. I'm sure all of you go. I remember when I first came to Eretz Yisrael, so the tourists used to go to Tzvar, Meirom, Kibriyat Tzadikim. Those were less. They used to go to Metzada, Ein Gedi. Now, Baruch Hashem, there's a new tourist route. They go to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, they go to Rav Leib Steinman, they go to Reb Michal Yehuda Lefkowitz, they go to Reb Shmuel Orbach. This is like part of a visit to Eretz Israel. But nobody goes to Har Sinai. Now it's a little difficult, isn't it? But even when we had Har Sinai, nobody goes to visit Har Sinai. There's a Tiferes Yisrael that says the stones of Har Sinai have a little snare imprinted in them. In fact, I have one of these stones at my house. But to remind us that this was the place where Moshe Rabbeinu saw the first snare, and we were zoiches the Kabbalah Satoira and Har Sinai. But nonetheless, there's no Kedusha in Har Sinai. There's no Indian going to visit Har Sinai.
What happened?
Says the Ramban that the Kedushas Har Sinai was transferred from Har Sinai to the Mishkan. And he even says a little remnant to it. In the Mishkan, there was a Mizbeach Avonim. They used to make a pile of earth, and around that they used to put whatever, certain frame. And on top of this pile of earth in this frame, they had the Marocha, they had the H, which they burnt the Korbanos. Says the Ramban that this is a representation of Har Sinai. The Har Sinai was a mountain, and on top of it there was H, which was Bo'er. So also in our Mishkan, we have a mountain, a little mountain, which has a little bit of fire, which was burned down. He also explains that what's the idea of a mountain? We're supposed to lift ourselves up, kaviyochel, towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? We're supposed to bring the physical world upwards towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Karbonis and through the Avodah. So also we have this Mizbeach, which is this little har which brings us up. At any rate, according to the Ramban, the mitzvah of Har Sinai, the mitzvah of Mishkan, is to transfer this Maimed Har Sinai, to have it by us day after day. We can come to a certain place and be able to relate to Kabbalah Satoira, relate to Maimed Har Sinai. According to the Ramban, the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash is a secondary thing. First we have a Mokum HaShruas HaShchina, even though the Chinuch says, you can't have a Mokum HaShruas HaShchina, it's impossible. No, the Ramban says, we have a Mokum HaShruas HaShchina, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mizgala to the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifested himself and appeared in front of the Jewish people. We have it. We can relate to it. And for this reason, that's one mitzvah. The Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash, that's the second concept, the second idea, and therefore the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash should really be a separate mitzvah. And the only one which turns out to be a mitzvah is the Aron Kodesh, which has a special Kedusha, and we'll maybe see exactly what the mitzvah of Aron Kodesh is according to the Ramban. But before I get to the mitzvah of the Aron Kodesh, I just want to point out another thing. Are we allowed, do we have here? No. Are we allowed to have a menorah of seven kanim, of seven branches, made in our house or in our Beis HaMikdash, or in our, no. Why not? Why not? Why can't we make a, so there's a Gemara, where? No, Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, a Gemara in Avodah Zorah, a Gemara in Yuma, as far as I know, Ksuvas, I don't remember, it could be. At any rate, the Gemara says, Lo tasun iti, you should not make those things which I had by me, you should not make in your own premises. And first of all, Gemara says you're not allowed to make a demus of the arba tsuros which are on the Merkava, you're not allowed to make a demus of the levona, the chama, and also you're not allowed to make the kli beis hamikdash. Therefore, you're not allowed to have a representation, what is the word?
Replica.
Replica, that's the word. You're not allowed to have a replica of the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to build a replica of the Beis HaMikdash in your backyard. You're not allowed to. So the question is, why not? So the Chinuch does a very interesting thing. The Gemara seems to bring the issue of making a replica of the Beis HaMikdash together with not making a replica of the moon or a replica of the Merkava of the Shechina. So that would be a din in Hilchas Avodah Zorah, because people used to serve the sun and the moon and different angels. So to make a replica seems like you're making something which is similar to Avodah Zorah. And in fact, these halachas are brought in the Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Zorah. But the Rambam does something very interesting. He brings all of these halachas in Hilchas Avodah Zorah, but the issue of making a replica of what exists in the Beis HaMikdash, that he doesn't bring in Hilchas Avodah Zorah. That he brings in Hilchas Beis HaBechira, in the halachas of building a Beis HaMikdash. So the Minchas Chinuch, he's aiming at this problem. He says, what's going on over here? Why did the Rambam change it? Says the Minchas Chinuch, a tremendous yisod. The Minchas Chinuch says that according to the Maskona Sasugli, which we won't go into over there, the Gemara has all kinds of kashas in Tirutzim, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, in Avodah Zarah. According to Maskona Sasugia, the issue of making a replica of the Beis HaMikdash is not similar to the issue of making a replica of the sun and the moon. Making the sun and the moon is also because of the fact that it's Chashash Avodah Zarah. But making a replica of the Beis HaMikdash is because Kvod Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash has to be a special place, as we mentioned now from the Chinuch. It has to be a place where a person comes in there and he's inspired. But if you have a similar thing which is built in your own backyard, so when you come to the Beis HaMikdash, it's not, you know, I have a Beis HaMikdash also in my backyard, it's not so terrible. Therefore, the Chinuch says an interesting thing, that Bizman has said that there's no Beis HaMikdash, it could be there's no issue of making a replica. If you know now in Eretz Israel, they're making replicas of all the clay Beis HaMikdash. And somebody asked me, are you allowed to do it? You're not allowed to do it. If anybody goes to the Ir Hatika, there's what's called the Kardo. It's an old Roman street. And there you'll see a gigantic replica of the menorah, which is made of gold, not solid gold, otherwise it'd probably bankrupt the country, but at least it's sort of gold-plated. And you can see a replica of the Beis HaMikdash, of the menorah. Are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to build such a thing? So, according to the Minchas Chinuch, it's Kvod Beis HaMikdash. So now there's no Beis HaMikdash, maybe it should be Mutar, he says. But he says that's all by everything except for the Menorah. The Menorah, he says, is something which everybody knows and everybody identifies with the Beis HaMikdash. Since it's something everybody knows and something everybody identifies with the Beis HaMikdash, therefore, Bizman HaZeh, you're not allowed to build it. If you're not allowed to build it, so then how can you do such a thing? So the truth is that I do not have a definitive answer on this. Because as I was learning the sugi, I saw it's not so simple. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to build the sun and the moon. Replica of the sun and the moon. So the Gemara asks, how did Rabbi Gamliel make a replica of the sun and the moon? The Gemara says, it says, lo tasun, to serve it, but lilmod lame, to learn how to relate to that the astronomy which is necessary for Kiddush HaChodesh, that you're allowed to do. So the Gemara says, so that's in respect to making replicas of the sun and the moon. So it could very well be that to make these things in order to learn how to make the Beis HaMikdash, this could be that you're allowed to do. This has to be checked out in the halacha, but that's what I would assume to be the basis of their heter to do such a thing. At any rate, what do we see from over here? That in order to be able to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to make sure that there are certain things which are special, which are unique, which inspire us, and we have to be careful to watch over these things and to make sure that they have their special relationship in order for us to be able to constantly learn and grow and be inspired. I was in Baltimore last week, and I heard that there was a Rav by the name of Ephraim Greenblatt. He's a very famous Torah personality in Memphis. He had 12 or 13 volumes of tshuvas, most of them are tshuvas of Rav Moshe Feinstein. And his grandson studies by us in the yeshiva. So I said, I have to visit him. So I went specially with Soy Shabbos. I spent a couple of hours talking to him. It was a tremendous experience. I can't tell you all the different things he told us. But there's one story that I have to tell you over. It's a tremendous story that he told me. His father was brought up in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim. And his grandfather was a rabbi in America. So they went to the Brisker Rav, his grandfather, and he said, what am I going to do with my kids? I'm a rabbi in America, and my children are growing up. What should I do with them? So the Brisker Rav said that the youngest son, Nota, he can go to America, nothing can happen to him, he's going to grow up now in America also. And the other two children, he should send to Yerushalayim. They should learn in the yeshiva of Rav Kook in Yerushalayim. It was 1910, I think it was the only yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. But at any rate, So he sent them there. So they said that, who says that the cook is going to accept us in the yeshiva? So he said, no problem, I'll write you a letter, and I'll make sure that the cook accepts you in the yeshiva. So they get the letter from the Britskarov, and they travel. They used to live in Brisk. They lived in Brisk at that time. And they traveled from Brisk to Yerushalayim. You can imagine what kind of trip it was. Anyway, they get to Yerushalayim. Where is the yeshiva of Rav Kook? They finally find the yeshiva of Rav Kook. They go into the Beis HaMedrash. They ask the Talmidim, where is Rav Kook? So they say, he's sitting in the corner over there. Fine. So they go over to Rav Kook. And they say hello. And they say that we'd like to join your yeshiva. The two brothers. So Rav Kook says, let's first go to Cheder. After you finish Cheder, then you can come to the yeshiva. Like, he didn't seem to think they were old enough to come. So they said, we have a letter from the Britskarov. Okay. Suddenly, Rav Kook gets up and walks out of the Beis HaMedrash. And all the Talmidim come over to these two kids that just came in from Europe and said, what did you say to the Rosh Yeshiva? You must have insulted it or something. He picks himself up and he walks out of the Beis HaMedrash, doesn't say a word. 10 minutes later, Rav Kook comes back and he's wearing Big Day Shabbos. He's wearing a special stride, a special kapota on Shabbos. And he says, to read a letter from the Britskarov, I have to wear Big Day Shabbos. Now, there's a story like this also. They say by the Gaon Mevilna that when he first got the Sforum, a sefer from the Moshe Chaim Natsato, he put on Big Day Shabbos to learn. Okay, this is a sefer from Moshe Chaim Natsato, and so he puts on Big Day Shabbos. This is a letter from the Britskarov, and you know, Britskarov, Cook, whatever. And I mean, what could he write in the letter? Probably he was going to ask something about the tummy. No, to get a letter from the Britskarov, he has to put on Big Day Shabbos. He read the letter, and he said, "You're accepted." He immediately arranged for them a place for them to sleep and to get food, and took care of them until the chasen, until after the chasen. What do we see over here? We see that a person, in order for him to be able to respect the Gadol Batayr, the Britskarov, a letter from the Britskarov, we come before Shabbos, right? I just came from America. We can't talk about America. I'm saying this is derogatory. I'm just telling you a story. In America, people come 15 minutes before Shabbos, and boom, they're in Shabbos. That's the way it is with everybody. Every minute counts in America. Eretz Yisrael, after Chatzos, Gendik, Rimanu, there's nothing going on anymore. I mean, Eretz Yisrael, it's a question that they work the whole week around, but at least Erev Shabbos, they don't work. Right? What do we have to do in order for us to be able to be the Kabbal on ourselves? Hashroas Hashchina. What do we have to do in order for us to be the Kabbal on ourselves? The Kedushas Hashabbos. The preparation, the inspiration. The Shabbos, I understand, the Moshe Tzvareb is going to be here for Shabbos. I'm going to go especially, a very big fan of Moshe. But what did Moshe do? My in-laws were brought up in New York. They said, until the Moshe Tzvareb, the Kedusha of Shabbos, the appreciation of Shabbos. Rabbi Yitzchak Hutner used to say, Mamorim on Yontif. Why did he say Mamorim on Shabbos? They told me that until Rav Hutner used to say, Mamorim on Yontif, you didn't really feel a yontif to understand and appreciate the yontif. It came along or a footnote, and a mimer was a mimer. He used to come in there, and everybody was quiet. He used to say all kinds of high things. And a yontif, go on a yontif. We also have to do the same thing. We also have to appreciate and understand what's going on. The truth is, I wanted to say one more idea, but we have 1.5 minutes, so I won't say the idea, but I'll just point out one thing. The Gemara says that in order to build the Beis HaMikdash, there were two other mitzvahs which were necessary. First, to make a king, and to be Moicha Zchiras Amolek. Then, these three mitzvahs are related. One is Minu Melech, two is Zchiras Amolek, three is building the Beis HaMikdash. Why was this a prerequisite? According to what we're saying, this is very clear. The Gemara says, Ki yad al keisko, milchama b'molek door b'door. The Ein Hashem Shalom, Ein HaKisei Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot manifest himself in this world until we destroy Amalek. Until the Jewish people are united, until we manage to destroy those that are trying to undermine the holiness of the Jewish people, that it's impossible to really relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, Kala Yisrael have to unite. Kala Yisrael have to work together to remove all things which keep us from being Oved Hashem the way we're supposed to, and then Bezat Hashem will be all Zeichet for Hashroas Hashchina, L'Bias Mashiach Tidkeinu V'Nehera V'Yameinu V'Nin Beis HaMikdash Meir V'Meinu Omnein V'Amein.